Labor is advocating for a cap on political advertising spending following the federal election campaign that was awash with big cash donations. Billionaire Clive Palmer donated over $60 million to his United Australia Party, yet did not receive a single seat in the Senate or the upper house. Some experts believe Australia needs greater control on political advertising spending.
Australia has a very lax system of regulating political finance. At the moment, we don't have any limits on the amount that can be spent on political campaigning at the federal level.
This is Dr. Marianne Sawyer. She's an emeritus professor at the School of Politics at the Australian National University. She explains that donation laws were not always so lax.
So it would indeed be desirable for some limits to be put on such expenditure. We had them until 1980 at the federal level, and then we got rid of them, and we did introduce public spending, public money for parties so that they could get their message out during electoral campaigns. And it was thought that this would reduce the reliance on private money, but in fact the reliance on private money has instead grown and grown over the years since 1980 until we see elections like the 2019 election, which was simply awash with private money.
The 2019 federal election saw many different political ads presented to voters. One in particular was the most effective.
Well, the most effective messages, unfortunately, were negative advertising, including advertising of policies that didn't exist, like so-called death tax. So there was a lot of quite effective advertising in social media and elsewhere around the supposed death tax that the Labor Party would introduce if they were elected to government. So this kind of negative campaigning really reduces trust in political parties and the political process. And so the fact that we don't have any limits on the amount of money that can be spent means that more and more negative advertising can be purchased, and this in turn has a deleterious effect on our democracy.
Dr. Sawyer believes the campaign Clive Palmer waged during the election is a good example of the impact that money can have.
And in the last weeks of the campaign, he concentrated on negative advertising against the Labor Party, and he claims that 90% of the preferences for the United Australia Party flowed to the coalition and against the Labor Party. So in that instance, he may have had quite an effect via the preference flows. So, the last thing we really want is for the outcomes of our elections to be determined by the deep pockets of billionaires. So this is a very worrying development.
Dr. Sawyer thinks Australia should look to other countries that have political spending caps in place as examples.
Well, it's the kind of thing that democracies do. The majority of OECD countries do have limits on money in elections via caps on political donations and caps on expenditure. I mean, this is to create a level playing field, to uphold the principle of political equality so that elections are not determined by who has the deepest pockets.
Labor said in a statement that they have proposed changes to campaign advertising laws, including reducing the donation disclosure limit down to $1,000 and seeking to introduce campaign spending caps. Political advertising spending is not the only thing Dr. Sawyer believes needs to be regulated. She argues social media advertising also needs to be reformed.
It's very anomalous that at the moment we do have the electronic blackout for 48 hours before elections, so that there's time for people to respond to claims made and so on. But this doesn't apply to social media, and some of the most outrageous claims were, of course, made in social media during the Thursday and Friday, just before Election Day on Saturday. So something needs to be done about this. I'm not sure at this point just what can be done, but it is a very anomalous situation.